Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I've been getting questions about these Trump pleas, all these people that are, oh, Donald Trump did something so wrong. Here's what I would say. How do you take a plea, and I'm talking about Sidney Powell and Jenna, what's her face? How do you take a plea when your argument is that Democrats and rhinos, the Uniparty, cheated former president out of his rightful second term? I believe it. I think many people listening to this program believe it. I think many of the people around Trump believe it. I know millions of Americans believe it because I'm talking to lots of them. And while I haven't talked to millions, I've talked to enough of a random set of folks to believe that there are millions of people who believe that Donald Trump was cheated out of his rightful second term. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, given that is the backdrop of all of this, and I know for certainty that Trump was cheated, I guarantee you I wouldn't plead to anything except that. So, what's going on with Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis? I have the answer, by the way. CNN wrote this. Two stalwart allies of former President Donald Trump flipped against him this week. A staggering turn of events that could now pose a grave threat to his ability to fend off criminal charges related to his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. So I would really like to know, what are the Democrats and the leftists and the Uniparty expect to get out of this? Okay, so these people suddenly don't have the resolve. They don't believe anymore that Trump believe. In other words, they say, well, maybe we weren't as stalwart in our feelings about the overturning of the election as we said. Okay, that's your opinion. But going back to what Comey said about Hillary Clinton, we don't know her intent. I want to know, how do you know Trump's intent? Look, in other words, you could have 5 million people say, well, I changed my mind. I do believe that maybe the election was fair. Does that make it fair for Trump? Let me put it to you another way. When I have made up my mind about something, it's not going to change. And I'm not talking about being dogmatic about something that you don't know the facts about. I'm talking about, if you want to tell me, Kevin, pedophiles make good babysitters. No, they don't. Not going to let them babysit my kids. You can let them babysit yours. That's up to you. I'm not changing my mind on that. And I know with 100% certainty that this election was a cheat. And there would be nothing you could say to me that would make me change my mind about it. I know it from a common sense approach. I know it from a numerical approach. And I know it from a conspiratorial approach. Things don't happen the way they did when Donald Trump was kicking butt and taking names. And I know that nobody gives a crap about Joe Biden. They didn't during the election cycle. No polls proved it. And the polls you're seeing today are just as unreliable as any of the ones before. And they show Trump winning. Donald Trump right now would beat Joe Biden in such a lopsided landslide. It's ridiculous. And I know this. And here's what I can tell you. In 2020, he did the same thing. So they said the rapid fire developments are a massive boost for prosecutors in Fulton County, Georgia. And the separate but overlapping federal case against Trump that was filed by the Justice Department special counsel Jack Smith. So what they're telling you is, folks, the fix is in. We're getting Trump. And these two people that flipped, these two attorneys that work for Donald Trump, woo, they flip. So everybody better be afraid. A massive boost? Again, I ask you, what does you changing your mind have to do with me? Well, enough examples exist. I don't care if you lose resolve. I don't care if you, well, you know what, Kevin, they're putting a lot of pressure on. Of course they're going to put pressure on you. That's what comes with the job. This is why I come back to this, folks. When you're looking for your champions, you better be choosing the right people. People, my friend Laura Loomer tweeted about Jenna Ellis. She says, I warned you people about Jenna Ellis, that she's not the person you think she is. I had the ability to work with Jenna in a couple of other things. And she, you know, I'm not going to say negative things about her, but here's what I will tell you. You knew she wasn't ride or die for you white folks. That means she's not dyed in the wool. She's not going to be there for you. She's along for the ride, but as soon as you know, the car wrecks, she's out bolting into the weeds, into the woods. She's not going to stay there and help you sort things out. And I say that about organizations that are supposed to be helping the conservative movement. Help us. If you're going to do something for this movement, let me see the needle move, please, a little bit. We waste a lot of time. And again, I'm going to go back to Trump's choices in people. It bugs me. People have to stick by you. And I mean, you got to pick those kind of folks. And look, here's what I will tell you. They're not a dime a dozen. They're one in a million. And Trump's lived long enough to find people that should be loyal to him. They said, here's the idea. Donald Trump can't possibly believe that Democrats stole the election. How can he possibly believe this? Everybody around him is abandoning him. It must have been a lie. Trump's stance is a farce, and it was meant to get others to believe in the lie. He didn't believe it. He just got his team to organize. He says, okay, look, we know we didn't get cheated, but let's pretend we did, and let's fight to see whether, you know, we should be able to keep me in office. How dare Donald Trump want to fight to keep his job when he knew something was up? He smelled a rat. So let me remind you folks of something. Many people took plea deals for various reasons. Look at the people in January 6th, the Brandon Straka's and those guys. They went there. The FBI beat them up. Okay, it's not about you. We'll get your family. We'll get your kids. We'll get your grandma. That's what they did. We all know it. We've seen it done before. Get the people around you. That is the way they get you. And they think they've got Trump here. They don't. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about on this subject. And we also talk about who's in for the Democrats and who's out. You've already heard me speak about it, but stick around.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Our government is a gangsta. It is. And it's coercing people to do things, to admit to guilt, that where there is no guilt. It's coercing them to do it all because they know with 100% certainty they can't defeat Donald Trump. Now, you say, well, Kevin, they can cheat him. No. You know what the government has figured out? They can't even cheat Donald Trump with the cheating that they did in 2020. They can't beat him that way. I'm telling you, that's the reason why you're watching what's playing out here with Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis. And they're going to try to get more. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to. We're talking about the Trump pleas. This came up from my new friend, newly minted friend, Ann, who sent me a text saying, Kevin, what's with these pleas? Is Donald Trump going to give in? No. Why would he give in? Donald Trump absolutely believes, as I do, and as many of you do, and millions of Americans do, that Donald Trump was cheated. And that's what drove January 6th. And what happened in January 6th? They got people in prison because they just happened to be there. A statement that was made. Remember the dude that's over the Proud Boys, the gay Hispanic dude that's over the Proud Boys? If this guy were a leftist, he wouldn't be in jail. You know why he's in jail right now? They wanted him to turn on Trump. And he goes, in what? Say what, Trump sent me a text telling me to go riot? Nothing happened on January 6th except a setup by the Democrats to make it look like we're a bunch of radicals. Ooh, we're going to take over the government. Remember they built Fort Pelosi? I keep coming back to the absurdity of a bunch of a million people march on D.C. and nobody takes a gun, not a rifle, no snipers, no plots of military, this or that. Where's all the conspiracy stuff that goes with this? You know, what the militias do. Were there any bombings? Anything? Were there any terror threats? Nothing of the sort. And we get, it was the biggest attack on the democracy since the Civil War and since Pearl Harbor. Really? So, I don't know, 500,000 people lost their lives in the Civil War and, you know, thousands died in, or hundreds certainly, in Pearl Harbor, attacked by the Japanese. And this is what you equated to? I mean, the level of hyperbole is ridiculous. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's Wheelie. Did I already do that? Well, that doesn't hurt. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Hey, by the way, I'm going to tell you, super disappointed in my merch sales. Super disappointed. I'm not going to go into the numbers, but I have people that listen to this program. We have some of the coolest merch that we've ever developed. You can't get it anywhere else. And I can't get my team, my teammates, my amigos, my compadres to go look at my merch. Christmas is coming up. Get Christmas presents to your favorite leftists. Give them the stuff that we've designed. I honestly come on this show sometimes and I don't know who I'm reaching. So I don't want people to take it personally. And I, even if you haven't looked at it or done it, I don't want you to take it personally. But I want you to understand, in the ecosystem of everybody that I reach or could reach, and what I espouse, which I think many of you agree with me on, and really, the level of support, in this case, I'm not begging for anything. I'm a retailer that says, I got a really cool product. Now, if you want to give me feedback and go, well, Kev, you know, a little out of my budget or so, okay, fine, I get it. Or, you know, I'm struggling. Like the one guy that wrote, he called me, and I called him back. And he says, Kev, man, I'm really struggling. I said, hey, man, you got to work for your family. I get it. I don't want you doing anything. Don't hurt yourself to help me. Please do not do that. But for those of you who can step up, seriously? And I'm not chastising. I'm just saying, you know, look, if you don't want me around, this is the way to do it. The way we're doing things is, I'm saying, Zoe, you probably don't remember a guy named Zoe, but I used to say to Zoe would say to me all the time, Kevin, the message is cheap, but it ain't free. We're out here putting our butts on the line every single day doing stuff, you know, I mean, facing a gauntlet. And by the way, if we were left alone, we'd all be rich. Zoe was wonderful with the messages that he put out. He was a wonderful spokesperson. You haven't heard a single Alfonso Rachel. You haven't heard a single thing from him. You want to know why? Alfonso went broke in this industry. Probably can't even get a regular job. And so you got people out there fighting for this. Voices that, I mean, the dude was deep in many ways. I discovered him. I didn't discover him. He was doing what he was doing. And I wanted to bring him in because I thought he's so profound. And years later, gone. And I talked to him, did what we could to help, but, you know, look, we got our struggles. So, you know, got to support the voices that matter, if they matter to you. And that is as simple as that. And it isn't a beg. It's, look, if you go look at the products, if you like it, do it. But there may be a time where you go, you know what, I don't even have to like it. I love the guys that send me notes on the Flick Fest, and they tell me, Kevin, I don't even watch movies, but I signed up for the Flick Fest. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that vote of support. Anyway, let me get back to this. So these people, Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, have, you know, given up on Trump. And I've talked about this. Look at the people who took pleas. General Mike Flynn. He they wanted dirt on Trump. Nothing happened there. What about Paul Manafort? Paul Manafort spent time in prison. I don't know where he is right now. Is he out? Remember George Papadopoulos? He was supposed to have gotten some kind of info. What they went is they did. They targeted everybody around Trump. Carter Page, remember him? He got targeted. He's an FBI. A Russian informant. The dude was working for the FBI. And the DOJ ended up with mud on its face. Rightfully so. And what about Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen? I wrote about Cohen at the time, and I said this: if anybody should be able to sink you, to know the dirt on you, to be able to this make politically, personally, or any other way, sink you, it is your attorney. That's why they have a standard. Attorney-client privilege, blah, blah, blah. You know what it's like. But outside of your trophy wife, Donald Trump, the only person who, the next person in line who should have any kind of dirt on you is your attorney. And they bring in Michael Cohen. They beat this dude to death, this backstabbing attorney. Give us the dirt on Trump. Puh, puh. I ain't got no dirt. Puh, puh. Okay, I'll make up some dirt. So he gets pummeled. Metaphorically, of course. He gets pummeled and finally goes, okay, I got some dirt on Trump. He gets his ties from China. It's like, okay, we'll go with that. Trump gets his ties made in China. And they ran, believe it or not, they ran with that story for a while. He had nothing. He had nothing. And the irony is the attorney ends up in prison. And Trump ends up going free. It's hysterical, folks. They fear Trump because they can't defeat him, even in the big cheat. His numbers are Herculean by anybody's standards. More when we come back on Who's Out on the Left.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maine Governor Janet Trafton Mills giving an update on the mass shooting that happened in Lewiston last night.
18 people lost their lives and 13 people injured in last night's attacks.
Police are still looking for who they are calling a person of interest, firearms expert Robert Card. Speaking from the White House yesterday, President Biden issued a stern caution to Iran regarding potential assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11. to go after ISIS and prevent this reemergence in the region.
Being accused of swindling billions of dollars from customers, Sam Bankman-Fried is set to take the stand in his case today. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bit of a double whammy we're going to be talking about for the rest of the hour here. The first thing I'm going to tell you is, I told you so. I don't mind telling people I told you so. There are a lot of people that are like, oh, Kevin, don't be bragging. I told you so. I told you so. Oh, yeah, I told you so. I told you that Joe Biden would not be the Democrats' nominee. And we're getting official notification right now. You're getting official. Well, I've already given you the official notification. But you're getting more of the official notification right now on this very program, the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. Democrats have officially kicked Joe Biden to the curb, unofficially. And while Joe Biden plays the game publicly, folks, he knows he's been sentenced to political Siberia. He's out. And Newsom is in. Now, my friend Laura Loomer X'd this. You know what X is. Tweeted it. What I'm about to tell you. And this is Gavin Newsom decided, oh, you know what? I'm going to go visit Israel after the Hamas attack. And then I'm going to go over to China. And she said, essentially her tweet was, Joe Biden is out. Gavin Newsom is now officially been declared the presidential candidate for the Democrats. Isn't this something a vice president would do, theoretically, if Joe Biden couldn't do it for whatever reason? I mean, he's already been to Israel. I don't know that he's been over to China, but wouldn't Kamala Harris be the next one to do it? The heir apparent? The great black hope? Next half-black hope for the Democrats? But no, Newsom goes to China. Takes the photo op with Chairman Xi, shaking his hand. Hey, look at me. I realize, folks, politicians can create excuses to spend taxpayer money on boondoggles all day long. They do it. You know, congressmen will go over to, oh, I need to go to Italy during the Grand Prix, you know, or I need to go to Cannes during the film festival, you know, to go check things out, to see how they do things over there. I mean, they'll use any excuse to spend our money to do what they want. And they happen to take their families and their housekeepers and their paramours and anybody else. But Newsom's filthy rich. By way of his aunt, Nancy Pelosi, and his rich wife, Siebel. So he can pay for his trips. He didn't need taxpayer money. Why would he go now? What is it that's so pressing? I know. Oh, he can pretend he's interested in Chinese investments. Well, Kevin, we got a lot of people in California, Chinese money coming in here. You got a lot of funny money coming into California. So, okay, great. Why don't you go meet with the corporate heads? Why do you got to meet with the president of China? You're a governor. So the astute among us know what's happening. Joe, let me tell you, Newsom has no international credibility. Zero. He may think he's hot stuff here in America, and oh, by the way, he does. I'll get to that in a minute. But Newsom, Gavin Newsom, and we almost called him Joe Newsom, Gavin Biden, Joe Newsom, Gavin Newsom, he's got No business meeting. He could meet with the corporate heads, but he's got no business meeting with Xi. He's got to get some sort of credibility that, oh, look at me, I'm on the international stage. Okay, I'm a buffoon. I don't know what to do on the international stage. I can't attract people to bring their business to China. I mean, from China to California. Are the Chinese companies clamoring to get to California? You know what people are doing in California business-wise? They're clamoring to get out. So, strictly photo ops. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what Gavin Newsom will say next. Let me tell you what he's going to say. You know, I traveled to China and I met with Chairman Xi and we had a great conversation about things. And I'm going to tell you, the international picture, and he's going to regale you with a bunch of gobbledygook words put together that sound pretty, but they will have zero consequence, zero meaning in terms of your life. Zero. Gavin Newsom is about Gavin Newsom. I wrote about the millionaire playboy who screwed his best friend Alex Turk's wife, the woman who was his secretary. If you don't know who Alex Turk was, Alex Turk ran Gavin Newsom's campaign. He is the reason Gavin Newsom won for the mayor of San Francisco. And the guy who's been playing AAA ball, now the Democrats want to move him up. Because you know what? If this millionaire playboy can screw over his best friend Alex Turk, what could he do to you, America? They want to have another Bill Clinton type story. I feel your pain. I have sinned in the eyes of the Lord. Whatever. And it's a story of redemption. And I talked to you guys the other day. I told you when a guy questioned Gavin Newsom about his infidelity to Kimberly Guilfoyle at the time, he says, who are you to question me when you support Donald Trump? And everybody was, ooh, really? That's your excuse? See, I know it's a much bigger deal here than what they're letting on. People have affairs. There's no question about that. Both sides of the aisle. That's a human thing. It has nothing to do with that. Now, the left don't seem to care about it as much, but that's a whole other issue. But they have affairs. But what Gavin Newsom does is he seeks danger. He's the quintessential adrenaline junkie. See, he could have messed around with a lot of women well outside of the orbit of his friendships, but instead, he screws the wife of the man who helped him get elected. I mean, that's playing with fire. And let me tell you why he did it. Power. Power over his, and I use my finger quotes, his friend. His friend represented nothing more than a piece of furniture for him, a slave. Everything inside of that guy's, that man's, Alex Turk's life was nothing more than free for the pickings for Gavin Newsom. And that is a dangerous pathology. Here's Newsom apologizing, by the way.
I want to make it clear that everything you've heard and read is true. And I am deeply sorry about that. I've hurt someone I care deeply about, Alex Turk, his friends and family. And that is something that I have to live with and something that I am deeply sorry for. I am also sorry that I've let the people of San Francisco down. They expect a lot of their mayor, and my personal lapse of judgment aside, I am committed to restoring their trust and confidence, and will work very hard in the upcoming months to make sure that the business of running the city is framed appropriately. I also want to extend a personal apology to everyone in our administration, to my staff that I just met with, to my friends and my family members. I am deeply sorry and am accountable for what has occurred and have now begun the process of reconciling it and now will be working aggressively to advance our agenda in the city and to work hard to build again the trust and restore the trust that the people of San Francisco have afforded me. I appreciate everyone taking the time to be here today. Thank you very much.
Gavin Newsom was sorry he got caught. That's all. This had been going on for years. Kimberly Guilfoyle knew about it, and that's why she divorced this sorry bud. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Now, again, people have affairs. They do. But when you're put in a position of trust, and I'm not talking about just running the city of San Francisco. That's one element of it. You've been put into a position of trust because you've asked these people to come around you, to become part of your family, if you will, to help you get elected. Because you supposedly are going to be working for the greater good. And you know what the greater good was? Gavin Newsom getting in the pants of Alex Turk's wife. Now, I want you to think about this from a practical perspective. What is the business of running the city that he mentioned? It's all true, he says. He's deeply sorry. Sorry that he let San Francisco down because of his personal lapse of judgment. But setting that aside, he wants to restore trust and confidence and get back to the business of running the city. What was the business of running the city? Into the ground. Do we really need to get into what San Francisco has degraded into? The mayor that took over after Gavin Newsom, she had her hands full. Things were already bad. She's made it worse, but it was already bad. And what did Gavin Newsom go on to do after he screwed over the people that he cared the most about? You ready for this? Because he only talked about his friends and family members at the end. That's when he apologized to them, after apologizing to his staff. He finally got to his friends and his family members. Let me say this. Gavin Newsom, if I were your friend, I'd be more concerned about, here's what I'd say. I'll go out and have a drink with you, but you're not going to be around my family. Not because I wouldn't trust my wife or anything like that. Do you trust Gavin Newsom? This guy was conniving. Let me make this as simple as I can. Gavin Newsom's job in San Francisco was to chase skirt. And the closer it was to him, the better.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats love their scoundrels, and Gavin Newsom won't let screwing over his best friend stop him from the role he's been groomed for. So what? Gavin Newsom had sex with his best buddy's wife. That's not a deal breaker for the Democrats. That's part of your resume. You put that front and center. Purpose to screw over the American public. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You know who Gavin Newsom reminds me of? He reminds me of the movie with Christopher Walken where he goes into a coma. It's a Stephen King thing. He goes into a coma. And he comes out and he's got the ability to touch somebody and see the future. And Martin Sheen, he knows, is a bad guy, and he touches him and sees the future and he has to interrupt it. That's who Gavin Newsom reminds me of. Martin Sheen. The guy, you touch his hand and you sense the evil in it. The minute you introduce them to somebody, you got a beautiful girlfriend, Gavin. Hey, nice to meet you. There's a scene in The Wolf of Wall Street where a guy's got his girlfriend there. And the Wolf of Wall Street, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, he just acts like the guy isn't there. He's like, hey, listen, would you like to have lunch with me? And the guy's like, whoa, I'm right here, dude. And he's asking this one, the guy's girlfriend, do you want to have lunch? Would you like to get together? Would you like to see my place? And it's like the guy doesn't even exist. That's Gavin Newsom. Most of us know somebody like him. And look, I'm going to tell you, real guys, you don't fear him. You're like, man, I got faith in my girl. But what you don't have faith in is, you know, that guy's a scumbag. And if you're smart, you know what you do? You go, doesn't matter. He might throw the best parties. He may have the money. He may have the looks. He may always have the pretty girls around him. But let me tell you something. He can never be trusted. And you know this. It's kind of like when you see the dude dating that the girl that's gotten all the plastic surgery and she's a Barbie doll and all she talks about is, oh, he took me here, we're going here, and you're just shaking your head going, she might be eye candy, but you're going to be broke. I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Yeah, that's the kind of woman we're talking about. And you don't feel happy for your friend. You know, like you can't go like, oh, man, ooh, look at him. He got himself a really, you know, wow. For a second you might, but after that you're like, phew, I'm glad it's his headache, not mine. There are some absolutely spectacular women in the world. You know how you can find them? They don't really, I'm not saying they don't care about themselves, because they do, but they don't care about, that's not their priority, is looks and what's next for me. Gavin Newsom, that's his priority. And I can only imagine who he'll screw besides the American citizens if he were to become president. This dude would look at it as, let me put the nation at risk. Think about Joe Biden. Think about these thrill seekers. Here's what they do. We will use the American public. We will feather our nest. We will get what we need. And we'll pretend that it's all for you. Ready for this, guys? The greater good. Have I introduced the show? Kevin Jackson here, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I don't know where you can get. Look, there's some good radio out there. But we are going to deliver something that you're not going to hear anywhere else. I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm going to give you the cruel look. By the way, one of my buddies, he sent me our rating system for some guy that gave us mixed reviews. Sometimes we tell the truth, sometimes we don't, is the mixed reviews. This was a false report. You want to know one of it was false? Kevin Jackson spreading COVID lies. Yeah, that was one of them. Kevin Jackson accusing Biden of, shenanigans in the Ukraine. That was one of my Pinocchios. I'm like, really? I told my buddies, I said, we should fact check the fact checkers on what they said about my where you go read my articles at theblacksphere.net. I said, you should fact check them. See, let me explain something. I don't tell you lies. I tell you the stories that I hear. I don't tell you to rely on them. I tell you, go research it for yourself. I give you my opinion about what I hear. And I'm telling you, Gavin Newsom is a dangerous politician. The most dangerous. If you think Joe Biden can get away with stuff, wait till you get a guy that thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. Gavin Newsom makes Bill Clinton look like a choir boy. And his record, Gavin Newsom's, is scorched earth wherever he governs. But here's the deal. Democrats refuse to care. Newsom wants power, and he wants absolute power. And the powers that be will put him in there. They will do whatever they can. And here's the setup. Democrats and other leftists yell, we can't have a repeat of 2020 with two old guys. What they're really saying is this. We can't possibly cheat Biden into office again. So they focus on age. And not aptitude, not capabilities, not the past record of Donald Trump. Because let me tell you something, Donald Trump gets younger every year. As Biden ages in dog years, Trump gets younger. He's regressing in age. By election time, he and Newsom are going to be the same biological age. But here's what they were trying to do. They wanted it to be Newsom DeSantis. But DeSantis doesn't have the panache. He doesn't have that ability to resonate with folks. So the focus is going to be on the old guy and the new guy. And thanks to Democrats and the coup, folks, the world is a mess. And while Gavin Newsom has no idea how to clean up messes, he must make people believe that he's up for the challenge. And that's why he took the trip to Israel and to China. And he wants to be seen on the world stage shaking hands with Netanyahu and with Chairman Xi. And he'll do a gallivant through Europe. And he'll meet the world leaders of the G6 and the G7s and the G8s. It wouldn't surprise me if he goes to meet with Putin. By the way, if you speak French, Putin is a dirty word in French. They don't pronounce it that way. It's Putin. But I find it ironic that it is a dirty word in French. Anyway, the world's a mess. Gavin Newsom knows this, though. He knows it doesn't matter how bad his record is. It doesn't matter what number of infidelities he has. It doesn't matter what he did during COVID that said, let them eat cake. He could go to parties. He could do whatever he wanted to do. It was for thee, not for me. He doesn't care about any of that. All he wants to do is to impress the same power brokers who dumped Trump in the coup. That's who he has to win over. And I'm gonna answer this for you. He's already won them over. So the question is, what's in store for Joe Biden? And admittedly, I'm curious as how the Democrats are going to whack him. And I want to say this real quickly. Politically, NSA, CIA, FBI, politically whack him. I don't want any harm to come to Joe Biden. Whatever karma he deserves, whatever the good Lord has in store for him, I completely defer to. But politically, he's going to get whacked. It's going to happen. And it will be mafioso style. Biden's not going to see it coming. Look at Gavin Newsom. He's Mr. Deferential. Oh, Joe Biden's done a phenomenal job. Yes. I mean, how would I not want to thank him for the good works that he's done? Yeah. As he loads his pistol so he can politically whack him. Perhaps it'll be a leak. Leaking a text message or a leak of a phone call where Joe Biden has no alternative but to declare that he's tired. It's time to move on. I can hear Joe Biden now. I'm telling you, you're going to hear these words as sure as my name's Kevin Jackson. It's time to move on. I thought about doing a second term, and, you know, with all the pressures that are going on, I think we got to turn this thing over to the youth. And that's going to be the message. It's about youth and vitality and new ideas. And nobody better to bring those ideas than the blah, blah, blah. And the only question that, I'm going to tell you, I'm giving you the roadmap here. The things that the Democrats have to worry about. How do you dump Kamala Harris? How do you completely go around all the other people that think they're qualified? What do you got to give to them? Because you got to make concessions. Gavin Newsom is being shoehorned in. I mean, Pete Buttigieg. I mean, how many Democrats ran last time? 50? You got to convince them that they're not worthy. Stay out of it. The same way they did when they got Biden, you know, when they said, we're going to do Biden. Everybody drop out simultaneously, and they did. And then Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris, which left everybody scratching their head because she brought nothing new. Her state was going to go for Biden no matter what. I mean, in the big cheat. They already knew it. All of this was predestined. So I don't know how they're going to get rid of Biden. But I do have an idea, and it involves his family, specifically Hunter Biden. And they will put so much pressure on Joe with Hunter that Joe says, I give.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson.